Hey, everybody. It's Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day. And this is our morning connection. So yesterday I asked, do you have morning rituals? Do you have those things that you've either stumbled across or you consciously thought out? When you do these things, every single morning when you wake up, they get you pointed in the right direction. They get you focused. You feel unstoppable, enthusiastic to have a great day. It turns into a great day because of that attitude, because you take action. Do you have these thought out morning rituals? Or do you wake up every single morning and just hope that it turns out to be a great, productive day? Well, let's make this, listening to these short podcasts every single morning, this morning connection part of your morning rituals. How about that? Today I want to talk about some things that you may have noticed me posting on social media, Facebook, Twitter, on the message boards. The hashtags manformation and the hashtag more than just muscles. I want to take a moment to explain that. If you're on my social media circles, I'm doing everything I can to. We have this common passion for bodybuilding, training, fitness, life. And I want to connect with you in some way, shape, or form, share our mutual passion, share my experiences, help you along the way. Because I definitely have been doing this a long time. I have been where you are, and maybe for a lot of you, I have been to the places you hope to go. And it's given me a lot of insight and perspective. And I want to be your friend. I want to be someone who can help you understand this process, you know, more than just the actual training and nutrition strategies, but also the mindset involved. Not just the mindset in the gym or with your eating habits, but how this works into the context of your entire life. These are questions that I've been asking myself and figuring out as I try to take my life to higher and higher levels. And I want to help you along the way. I want to be that friend. I know a lot of you guys are kind of going through this alone. You don't have this whole network or this whole support team that kind of understands what it is that you want for your life. Maybe some of the hardships or challenges that you've gone through or continue to go through. And with this bodybuilding training and fitness and this passion, has to do with all that, how to make you feel good. And so I'll ask questions like, do you write out everything that you need to do when your day begins? Or, hey, what are your goals for this year? How are you doing on them? Or a lot of questions like that. And, you know, there will be most people, I guess because you know me as the bodybuilder guy, will answer the question, and it'll just be with your bodybuilding training goals. Well, I want to gain 5 more pounds of muscle. Or, you know, I don't write down my workout for whatever reasons, right? And that's where the manformation and the more than just muscles comes in, is that, you know, we do everything we do to feel good. Yeah, we want more muscle. We want less body fat. Right, we want to be stronger in the gym, right? But everything that we do is just a way for us to feel good. And we believe that if we actually build that muscle or lose that body fat or we get stronger in the gym and set personal records or win some bodybuilding contest for some of you, that will make us feel good. And I definitely know that journey. One of the challenges in life is that you don't know what it's like on the other side, meaning that you've never had that muscle, you never won that contest, you never had that personal record, so you're assuming how great that's going to make you feel, and I hope for your sake that it does make you feel great. Definitely all the things that I accomplished did make me feel great. They propelled me forward, the whole journey of it all, and so I want that for you too. What I want even more than that is to make sure when you go for more muscle, you want to lose that body fat, that you come out the other side really feeling great about yourself, right? So I plant these questions with your overall life, all right? So that you're more than just muscles. And if you got your challenges, and trust me, I've had so many challenges throughout my life, and whether or not you think they're a big deal, right? They were a big deal to me. You know what that's like, right? You have this problem and everybody, this challenge that you're going through, and everybody tells you, that's no big deal. But to you, it's a big deal. And you have to deal with it. I know what that's like. I definitely know what that's like. All right, I just want to make sure that I can help you feel good at the end, whether that's building more muscle or just gaining a different way of looking at your situation or to attack it. Many of the ways that, you know, I've learned over the years to really feel good, they didn't necessarily come directly from building the muscle or getting the article published in the magazine or even connecting with you because of my passion for bodybuilding and training, winning the contest. It came from a different way of thinking. Now, everything that I did accomplish, it taught me to look for new ways. And I want to, again, be there for you to help you figure this all out. Again, I know that a lot of you guys, you're working hard. You're going through your journey. It seems like you're going through it alone. The path that you've taken, not many people are taking that same path. Well, I'm one guy right here who has taken the same path as you, expressing yourself through bodybuilding and training or pursuing that and believing that that's what's going to get you where you want to go and having you feel great, right? So I definitely want to help you with that. So when I ask these questions, remember I'm talking about more than just muscles, how you can transform, you can manform, make your manformation to be that person that you really want to be. All right, so think about that. Hey, if you like this podcast, make sure you like it on Facebook. You retweet it on Twitter. You tell your friends. It just helps build our community of people who are just like us, going through the challenges through life and trying to make our way past those challenges and feel great about ourselves. You know, there are so many fitness experts out there sharing their messages, and they all have their unique qualities. And I am definitely a big fan of a lot of the bodybuilding and fitness coaches. And I look at that situation a lot differently than most of them do, or at least how they tweet. It's like they're pointing out all the differences that they have between each other. And I know how confusing that is to you. If you're not one of these bodybuilding and fitness coaches, it's just confusing you more. They're fighting over all these things. Is this a big deal? Is that a little deal? Well, again, when these coaches are passionately sharing their message and courageously putting themselves out there to be judged by everybody, I'm very, very supportive of that. But I'm a lot more supportive of you, with you in mind, how you're interpreting all this information, just because they have found something that they're really hot on, that is extremely important to them to get their message across. And many times it's something that makes them unique and different, and they really pound that point with 10 videos, right? And the way they talk about it, and the way they speak about it, and the way they emphasize it, it's definitely, on a scale from 1 to 10, a 10 in importance to them. That's not necessarily something that is a 10 in importance in the big picture when it comes to developing your physique. So if you're new in this process, or rather new in the process, and some expert is talking about something over and over and over again, and really screaming about it, and then you see the social media, everybody jumping in, right? They're all hot on that topic. It's really, really important to them. But in the big picture, it may just be a 4 or 5, right? I don't want that to confuse you. I want to help you go through all this information and prioritize it in a way that's going to help you best, all right? And I really want to emphasize the point is that everybody's got to talk about what they're crazy passionate about, all right? And then they'll just naturally draw people who are like them in their condition. So if they consider themselves a hard gainer, or they're a competitor, or they're the person that everybody picked on, okay? Or they're skinny, or they really love power and training, right? Then they need to speak to their audience, and their audience comes, right? But that may not be your specific situation, and you need to remember that, right? They may be talking about people who compete in contests two or three times a year, and all you're trying to do is build a little muscle, lose a little body fat, and get to the gym on a consistent basis, right? You don't necessarily need to put as much importance to, I don't know, whatever, reverse dieting, this, that, all this manipulation of this and that and all these details. Although they're talking about it like it's the most important thing in the world, and you trust them, you respect them, that may not be what's most important to you, what you should be focusing on. And again, this information overload and this confusion, people throwing their hands up in the air because they're trying to get through all this information. I want to help you out. With that being said, what I'm going to talk about is this journey of life in the context of bodybuilding and training. How to become a better man, a better person, right? Because to feel great about yourself, because I'm here to help you get those strategies. Just remember that. I'm not here to have you become less interested or less determined in your bodybuilding and training efforts. I want to help you do it in the most effective and efficient manner. And doing it for so many years has helped me doing it right, doing it wrong, doing it, you know, so overboard because I was so determined, and then overcompensating, not doing enough, not reaching my goals. All these years, all this back and forth, all these different strategies. You know, at this point, I know exactly what to do, how much priority I need to put on things. So I'm the most effective and efficient with my time. And those are the strategies through my experience that I want to help you with. All right. So I'm all for you building muscle and losing body fat. I just want more for you. I want you to feel good in the context of a great, outstanding, happy, fulfilled, constantly moving forward life. All right, so that's the message this morning. Have a great day. Again, share this podcast. Hey, and thanks for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. God, I tell you, I appreciate your support. Hey, and also send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com if you're a Mass Machine Nutrition customer already and when you become a Mass Machine Nutrition customer. I like this personal connection. I want to send you emails, kind of keep you informed of the products, what's new, and coming out, and have some contests and special promotions just for you. So if you're a Mass Machine Nutrition customer now, and when you become a Mass Machine Nutrition customer, make sure you send me an email at skip@skiplacour and just let me know. And I'll respond to that email personally because I want to keep you in the loop. All right? Have a great day, train hard, and think big.